The World Health Organization has revealed the number of measles cases reported around the world in the first 3 months of 2019 has tripled compared with the same time last year. Here in Australia, almost 100 cases have been confirmed this year already, and doctors are concerned. They're urging people to check their immunisation history, not just for the measles jab, but to find out what else they are and are not covered for. Children, pregnant women and the elderly are regularly reminded about vaccinations and boosters. But what about the rest of the adult population? Well, 3 years ago, the Australian Immunisation Register expanded beyond children to include adults' information too. But as Ms. Zoe Ford discovered, it's not yet a complete picture.
As Australians go about their busy lives, the last thing on the minds of most healthy people is whether they're up to date with their vaccinations.
To be honest, I have no idea. I can't remember the last one I had.
You know, unless I got pregnant, I probably wouldn't think about it at all.
Yeah, I actually can't remember, but I know my mum made me get it.
The annual flu shot is easy to remember, but other jabs and the due dates for boosters can be difficult to keep track of, especially for people who rarely go to the doctor.
You know, a lot of this stuff's taken care of in high school, and it's been a few years since I've been in high school.
I've had the whooping cough booster, tetanus, I think there was another one but I can't quite remember.
President of the Royal Australian College of GPs, Dr. Harry Nespolon, says responses like these are not surprising.
Because we've not recorded the immunisations as we do with children's immunisations. So often people's immunisation records are spread across GPs, travel, vaccination clinics and even overseas. And the days where people would actually carry a little immunisation record with them seem to have gone. So we really don't know how well our adults are immunised.
The Australian Childhood Immunisation Register has been recording vaccinations given to children under 7 for more than 20 years. 3 years ago, it was expanded into a whole-of-life register. It's separate from the government's My Health record, and it's not mandatory for GPs to update it. Professor Peter Collignon from the Australian National University Medical School says that means for the majority of adults, records are far from complete.
So we both need to know what we haven't had, but also importantly what we have had, so that we can adequately protect people for what they need to be protected against, but not over-immunise them either.
The elderly and pregnant women go to the GP regularly, but how would everybody else find out what they should and shouldn't have and if they're up to date?
Well, I think it is a problem. I think we need probably a better way of getting information to people, be it advertising or direct mailing to them. So I think we need to improve the communication aspects on where and how you can record and look up your immunisation record.
The Department of Health says anyone can look up their immunisation history statement through their Medicare online account on the MyGov website. So I thought I'd check mine. I'm surprised to see just one entry, a shot I had in 2017 before a holiday. None of my other jabs, noted down in a little immunisation book I dug out from the back of the cupboard, are listed.
You'll probably represent the vast majority of adults currently in our society.
Dr. Harry Nespolon says because the expanded register has only been running for 3 years, it's up to individuals to take their past records to their GP and ask them to add in the details.
When you next see your GP, take the time to work out what your immunisations are and what ones that you may need or would like to have. And so over the next 10 or so years, we should have a reasonably complete picture of any individual's immunisations.
The President of the Royal Australian College of GPs, Dr. Harry Nespolon. Ms. Zoe Ford with that report.